Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
It is a TV theme song Thursday.
I'm jacked.
You know Rob Parker's jacked, and you can send him your request for TV theme songs at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. Is that on Twitter yet, Rob? You on
yet.
Twitter yet? Not
still
yet.
Working, still
I think
FS1
you should get on Twitter, man.
It's FS1
I think
you on Twitter.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you can still tweet him at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter. All right. We got a great show for you. Obviously, Thursday Night Football. Not a sexy game, but, you know, some ramifications. Carolina Panthers at the Houston Texans. So we'll talk a little bit of that, of course. But we'll also get into some stuff going on in the NFL and the NBA. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. Let me introduce the Odd Couple crew, and we can get this thing popping, Rob Parker. We got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos, as always. Super producer Rob G is in full effect, running things. And Ralph Irvin on the updates.
Let me say this, Chris, real quick before we get started. I don't know, radio is different from maybe television or preparing for stuff. I think, like, when we get ready to start the show, you're kind of like you're getting prepared and then you just kind of leap into it. Like, you just can't sit around and wait for a radio show to start. Do you know what I mean? Like, it almost doesn't feel right if we're not, like, rushed to it, like, right at the last minute.
I don't know what you mean.
Have you ever sat there, like, for 30 minutes waiting for the show to start? That's what I mean.
Do
you know what I mean? Like, radio is you're waiting to go
TV.
On. So you're waiting
well,
to
radio,
go on.
Well, radio, yeah.
So you're never like, I never sit in front of the microphone for 30 minutes waiting for the show to come on is what I'm
saying.
Right. It always just feels like you kind of jump into it. No matter how much time you could be around all day, still, like, I always feel like I'm just jumping into the show right before it starts, no matter what.
Well, I think you can afford that with radio. I think that's the difference. You know, TV, you can't just, I mean, you're not only being heard, you're being seen. So you have to be on. You know what I'm saying?
Radio,
you can just roll up and you're talking. Nobody's necessarily seeing you. Obviously, we do the Zoom and the YouTube and all that. But you know what I'm saying? I think that's the difference.
Yeah, that might be it.
That's probably what you're feeling. But we got Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champ, joining us in the second hour. That's always fun. We got Inside the Parker. Why MLB is better? I have no idea what that means. Better than it used to be? Okay,
No,
I'll go
better
with that.
Than the NFL and better mean? Than I'll the NBA. It. That's one of my weekly chats on the podcast. It's one of the segments we run every single week, Rob G, for the last 3 years. And I've never run out of material, but okay.
Yeah, you're one of the few remaining people on Earth that believes that. But hey, to each his own. All right, we got Michael Holly as well joining us, Rob. He's a longtime friend of ours.
I was on their show the other day
from
on
another.
Monday.
Yes, on Peacock. So be good to have him on. He's an expert in all things Belichick and New England Patriots, as you know, so this will be fun. Speaking of Belichick and the Patriots, Tom Brady's, and look, I hope, Rob, that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are not looking past the L.A. Rams this weekend, because that's a game that is dangerous for them. The Rams are a very good team, and so they better not be looking past them. We'll get into that more probably tomorrow. But the reason I say they better not be looking past them is because so many people are pointing towards next week's return to New England of Tom Brady. They're saying, Rob, this will be the biggest regular season game in NFL history. I mean, it's just all the hoopla and the pomp and circumstance, and it's going to be huge. There's no denying it. And so people are already talking about it. And as you know, we are both, we come from a newspaper background. What the local reporters in New England are doing is what? They're writing about it. And they're going out and trying to talk to whoever they can to talk about this. You had Tom Brady's dad on, I believe, a local radio station.
That's all he does is talk. I mean, it's unbelievable. It sounds like he played in the league, the way he talks.
Hey, I guess his son won 7 Super Bowls. He can say what he wants. So he was talking. No, he wasn't, I don't think it was on the radio, but he was talking to Tom Curran podcast. And he talked about how Brady feels vindicated for, you know, winning that Super Bowl in Tampa Bay last year. And now, Rob, Alex Guerrero, who is Tom Brady's trainer, longtime trainer, architect along with Brady of the TB12 method, and that's what they credit to his longevity and so on and so forth. And he's the guy who Belichick, you know, kind of wanted, you know, didn't want to have such reign in the Patriots facility and didn't want so many players from the Patriots seeing him and all that. And so he spoke to the Boston Herald, Rob, and here's what he said, and then I'd like to get your comments. He said, it was like Bill never really, I think his emotions or feelings never evolved with age. Tom got into his late 30s or early 40s. I think Bill was still trying to treat him like that 20-year-old kid that he drafted. And all the players, I think, realized Tom was different. He's older, so he should be treated differently. And all the players, none of them would have cared that he was treated differently. I think that was such a Bill thing, as in Belichick. He never evolved. So you can't treat someone who's in his 40s like they're 20. It doesn't work. Rob, your thoughts?
Guerrero, isn't he the trainer that had one of the Patriots busted for juice? He's that trainer, isn't he? I think there was – who was the player?
I'm not sure.
I'll get the name, but Edelman. Edelman got busted working under the TB method, and Guerrero. Guerrero was such an invasive person that Bill Belichick, a guy who should be – like a piece of paneling on the wood, who should be like a chair or a piece of furniture when you're just a trainer. You should be seen and not heard. Wants to be a celebrity. That's why this guy is talking the way he does. That's why Bill Belichick didn't want him around on the team plane and in the facility. Do your business elsewhere when you want to be a star trainer in a facility where Tom Brady's not the only person there. There are other players, and he did let Tom Brady have some special treatment because Guerrero, imagine if every player wanted their own trainer in the facility like Tom Brady had. The idea that Guerrero could come out of his mouth and say he didn't treat Tom Brady any differently than when he was a 22-year-old kid is nonsense. Guerrero had free reign. What are you talking about? And Bill Belichick, why would he change who he is and treat people? It's worked for him. He's won 6 Super Bowls. He had great defenses. Guys came and went. They didn't pay people. They brought in other people. They kept winning. Why would he change? So this whole idea is just another one of those things of a guy who should be working with Tom Brady, keeping his mouth shut, be a trainer. Most trainers, you don't even know their names. You've never heard sound bites from trainers because that's not who they should be. They shouldn't be those guys. It's like an umpire. We shouldn't know your name. If you're making the calls, we don't even know who you are. That's what a trainer's supposed to be. You're supposed to be like third base. We need you for the game, but nobody comes to see you. Stop it.
Well, look, I don't know anything about Alex Guerrero other than his affiliation with Tom Brady, TB12, and some of the other players around the league. He does look like he is a tad bit publicity hungry.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
I'm glad you agree with that.
And I don't know if it's hungry or whatever, but he's in the he is definitely in the public eye more than your average trainer. I'll give you that. That said, I still think he's right in what he said. And I don't think, you know, yeah, every player's not going to have their own personal trainer, but every player's not Tom Brady. LeBron James has his own personal trainer, and
yeah,
he's there at the Lakers facility. No, he's there at the Lakers facility. Every Laker doesn't have their own personal trainer, but LeBron does. Kawhi Leonard had his own personal training staff. They're at the facility. They're doing what they do with Kawhi.
He said Bill Belichick didn't treat Brady any different.
Well, Belichick ended up essentially wanting to boot Guerrero out of the facility. And that's kind of what he did. And these are the things that led to the acrimony that was there. But what I agree with, Rob, and obviously I wasn't there. I'm basing it on the reports and all of that stuff. But Bill seemed, and like you said, he's consistent. I mean, no player was treated better than any other player. But sometimes there are exceptions. There are. LeBron James gets treated differently. Michael Jordan got treated differently. Bill Russell, we know this, Rob, he got treated differently. He didn't practice a lot of the time. Wilt Chamberlain said, look, you want me to go to shoot around? I'm coming once, coach. I'll come for the morning shoot around or I'll come for the evening game. Which one you want? When you're that good, you get special treatment. It's just as simple as that. And Brady didn't get that treatment early on. And I think later in age, as he should have gotten more special treatment because I think he was mature enough to not abuse it. Clearly, he wouldn't have abused it. He's not abusing it in Tampa. So I give Belichick a ton of credit, Rob. I don't think if Brady goes anywhere else that he becomes the Tom Brady that we know. I think Belichick's ability to develop him, his choice to stick with him when Drew Bledsoe came back, and the fact that they had the great defense and Bill Belichick knew not to put too much on Brady's shoulders early when he wasn't good enough and they were able to win 3 Super Bowls. But then as Brady matured, got better, and really developed into an individual superstar, not just a guy that wins games, that's when I think Belichick should have at least evolved, to use Guerrero's words, a little bit. Not totally, but a little bit to accompany, you know, accommodate, I should say, a great player. And you know, he got his 6 rings, Rob, to your point. He's got 6 rings. But he may have cost himself more rings. Obviously, Brady got one last year. If Brady, it depends on how much more winning he does. If he just wins this one Super Bowl last year, Rob, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal that, you know, Belichick let him go prematurely. But if he wins another one, then I think that's when, and Belichick doesn't win anymore, that's when it'll become a bigger deal. But 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Where do you stand on this? Do you agree with Alex Guerrero, Tom Brady's trainer, that Bill Belichick just wouldn't evolve with a brother? Wouldn't treat him like a man. Continue to treat him like that old 6-round pick that we're guiding along and steering along to success. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up on Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up on Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, TV theme song Thursday. Three's Company, one of the great shows back in the day.
You liked the show, right?
Definitely. Yeah. Yep, I liked it.
They had too many changes, though, on cast because, you know, they kept changing the blonde. You remember? Everybody kept leaving.
How many did they have? Because Suzanne Summers is the one I mainly remember.
Suzanne Summers was the original, but they had about three or four of them during the run of the show. And what was the other woman's name with the dark hair?
Janet? Janet something.
Janet was her name on the show.
I think it was Janet. Oh, on the show. Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I don't remember her name.
Was Janet. Christy and Janet, I think. Janet was her name. But anyway, she was on the show the whole time. Her.
Yep.
Yeah.
Her and, Tom Ritter? Jack Tripper, but Tom Ritter or Tom Rip, whatever his name was in real life.
Yeah, he's passed on us.
Yeah, I think so. But it was a good show. Look, Rob, don't let age beat you. I know sometimes, Rob, you look in the mirror and say, man, I don't look like I used to look. But you don't have to let age beat you, Rob, because there's something known as M-Drive, and you should go get it. It's the supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels and boosts your energy. So visit mdriveformen.com for 20% off with this promo code. Odd couple. Don't let age beat you, fellas. Go get M-Drive. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. All right, Alex Guerrero said Belichick should have evolved and treated Tom Brady better. I agree with Guerrero. Rob doesn't. Where are you?
All right, let's kick it off with Christian in Utah. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Christian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes.
Yep.
So the revisionist history revolving around Brady has gotten out of hand. Let's not forget the 10-year gap between 2005
Thank
and 2016.
You. Thank you.
Where they didn't win anything. And guess what happened in that 10 years? Brady got his own private helicopter from his house to the stadium.
Thank you.
Robert Kraft waited on his every foot, and they didn't win anything. The only championship that they won where Brady was basically pampered was 2015. Alex Guerrero got kicked off that airplane in 2017, and they went on to win Super Bowls in 2017, 2019.
Thank you.
And so they needed Belichick and the organization going by the Patriot way to win those championships.
Well, that's the Patriot way, just like you said, Brady didn't win anything. The Patriot way didn't win anything those 10 years either.
Yeah, but Guerrero is out of bounds, Chris. Like the whole notion that Bill didn't do anything for Brady or he didn't evolve when Brady became like this star quarterback. That's not true. He didn't treat him like he was 22. It's just not true.
There's a lot of reports that say he did. Giselle Bundchen, I grade it. She's biased.
Okay. Yeah.
Brady's wife.
But she
said it too.
She was the one who was complaining about if the receivers could catch the ball in the Super Bowl. You remember that? Yeah, that's the voice of reason, his
wife. I remember saying he treated him like Johnny Foxborough.
Yeah, okay. Juan in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Juan?
Hey, guys, what's up? So here's my point. You got to think about if Brady treated him like, you want to say, a shunned child and treated him like he was 20 years old or whatever, he had to. Can you imagine after the three Super Bowls they won, if he let Brady be like he is now, you would have had teams drooling over him. Hey, we'll give you every draft pick we got for Tom Brady right now. And do you think Robert Kraft could have foreseen, hey, Tom Brady's going to take us to three more? There's no way.
I'm not sure what you're getting at. So you're saying after they won three Super Bowls,
or even one, it doesn't matter. He had to keep him at that 20-year-old mindset and not, you know, give him the treat him better as they would put. because I guess Bruce Arians is treating him better. And what's he doing now? He's in every commercial you see almost on TV. Oh. He's showing out. He's partying. And now teams are drooling over him at 40 years old, almost 50. Can you imagine the 20-30-year-old Tom Brady?
I don't think Brady was good enough, even after the three Super Bowls, to, like, be given the reins the way he has been in Tampa Bay. I think he really emerged, or at least showed that he was actually super special individually when Randy Moss got there. At least with me, that's when I started looking at Tom Brady like, yo, this dude is really special. Because you gave him a good receiver like a lot of the great quarterbacks have had, and he put up record numbers. And so that's, I think it's from that point on that kind of the Tom Brady we think of today emerged. I don't think he was that as good as that early on to give him that superstar treatment.
In Vegas, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joey?
What's up, Chris and Rob? Thank you guys for having me so much. Appreciate it.
Yes, yep. Sir. So, thanks.
The way I feel about it is just the way you look at treatment of somebody. I mean, nobody really knows the interior details of their personal man-to-man relationship. But when you look at what Beth put him on and surrounded him with, Brady's always had a top five offensive line, top 10 scoring defense, players around him to keep him in the facility, you know what I mean, keep him upright, keep them in games that he can express his ability to play and win. And then when you go into the 2010s and later, Brady became the highest-paid quarterback in the NFL multiple times and reset the market in order for Belichick to show how he appreciates Tom Brady. So I think what Guerrero came out and said is kind of more like what you were saying, Rob, more like a, you know, an attention, look at me kind of thing.
Right.
Because Belichick booted him after a certain point because he got tired of his shit, basically. But, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Point taken.
Yeah, we got it. And Chris, you know this. He was around for a while. Belichick got tired of it. Like it became, and I'm sure when Edelman got busted on the juice or whatever he was on, HGH or whatever, that had to bother Belichick.
Belichick.
So, you know what I mean? Like if you're a coach, you're letting this guy in the facility, Edelman's working out with him and training with him, and now I get one of my receivers and he gets busted for the juice.
Right.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah,
wouldn't you have a problem if you were a coach?
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah, I would. I think what happened, in my opinion, Rob, Belichick, his philosophy is what? Get rid of him earlier than rather than
a lot
later,
of guys
right?
didn't so, get paid so, there. You know
right.
that.
So I think he looked at Brady that way and was looking for his replacement. And then I think, Rob, he had what many people have in terms of human nature, the desire to prove he could do it without Brady. As Brady got more and more credit, I think Belichick felt, man, I created this dude and built him into what he is, and he's getting all the credit. So I personally feel like Belichick wants to prove he can win without Brady. If he does win without Brady, he'll be fine. If he doesn't, there'll be pushback.
I don't think that was his – I just think when you get a quarterback at a certain age, I think what he was just doing was – the nature of the NFL and the nature of players. You would rather get rid of somebody a year or two too early than a year or two too late. I just think that is commonplace, and Tom Brady is been different because
right. he's
have
not
been
common.
Able to, but I'm just saying, like what Belichick did, I don't think that he was like, oh, no, I don't want him to win. I want to win without him. I don't believe that entered his mind. I just think he thought, we just won a Super Bowl where Tom Brady had no touchdowns, and my defense held the highest scoring, one of the highest scoring offenses ever to 3 points on an 89-yard field goal. And Brady had 200 yards and no touchdowns and an interception. That's what I think he saw. I don't think he was doing it out of ego. That's just my take.
That's not looking too good for him right now. Looking like a miscalculation. But all right, it is the Odd Couple, and we are continuing. The Texans and Deshaun Watson. No, not Deshaun Watson. The Texans, though, they play tonight against Carolina. But what would it be like if they had Deshaun Watson out there? We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
That's right. We are the Odd Couple, and we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Thank you, Ralph. Great man. Update.
Chris, got tonight's game.
Yep. You putting shekels on it?
I got some shekels on it. I want you to tell me what you think about this. I got a parlay. Panthers -8. And I got the Panthers Texans under 43 points.
So that's you're going with Texans -8. Okay.
Yep.
And what was the other one?
The under, 43 points total. Under.
Oof. Well, they got a very good defense, Carolina.
And so, they got a rookie quarterback. You know what I mean? The Texans.
That's not a bad one. I think that's right? good. Yep. I think that's a
I don't know
bet.
How many points they're going to get.
8 points, though, is a lot.
Yeah, I know. But it's
not 13. I mean, the Browns couldn't cover 13, but 8, yeah.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold's looking good. The defense is looking stout. They got Davis Mills starting for Texans. That's not bad. I think that's you might win some money on that. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
You might come in here with a new
ticket. What?
Yves Saint Laurent book bag or
no
something Rihanna's company. What's her Fenty or whatever it's called?
Yeah,
Fenty. Well, whatever.
That's we'll be cashing out at the BetMGM. So right. There we go.
Well, look, Rob. Speaking of tonight's game, there was a report from Ed Werder, who worked with us over at the Old Network. Here's what he said about Deshaun Watson. A source says Deshaun Watson remains committed to forcing his exit from Houston, no matter how long that might take. The source close to Watson said, if you're paying him $10 million to sit this year, you don't think he would take $30 million to sit next year? All right, there it is. And Rob, we've talked about this. I don't even think it's freaking old school. I would not, if it's within my power, I would not be paying a player to sit on the sideline. If you're a bench warmer, if you're a second stringer, and that's your job, sit and watch the starters play, fine. But if you are an all-pro, if you are one of the top five quarterbacks in the league, and to be honest, Robin, I think you'll co-sign this, the Texans have actually looked like if they had Deshaun Watson, they might actually be pretty good.
You know
right?
what? They have not looked like people predicted them to be the worst team in the league, Chris.
Yep.
There was
Give
some
David
people.
Culley some credit. He's got them boys playing.
They're playing. Now, they're losing, they didn't throw in the towel. They're 1-1.
Yep.
Right?
They are playing. They beat Jacksonville.
Don't forget,
and yeah,
they were underdogs.
But so were the Texans. So
they
beat
were underdogs
them
in that game, Chris. They were underdogs, if you remember.
And they smashed them, Rob. It wasn't close. Yep. They didn't edge them. They smashed them. And then they played Cleveland relatively tough. It was 14-all at halftime until Tyrod Taylor
didn't
got
get hurt, Chris. Yes.
Might have been a different game. So if Deshaun is in there, then, you know, who knows what could happen with them? Because last year was an aberration for them, Rob. To go 4-12. I get it. I get being upset they traded DeAndre Hopkins. You know, Jadeveon Clowney's gone. Like, I get it. But the bottom line is this. If I were the Texans, Rob, I would be either playing Deshaun Watson right now. And if I went to him and was like, look, you're our best quarterback. We going with you. And he didn't want to play. He was like, no, I'm not playing for you until you trade, or I'm not playing for you, so trade me.
Right.
Then I would talk to the NFL and be like,
well,
look, he's here in person. Right. He's not here in spirit. He's not willing to play. I'm not paying him. Now, you can sit out all you want, but I'm not paying you. And, Rob, we don't know. Is he eventually going to be put on the commissioner's exempt list? Who knows? Bottom line is we're 3 weeks into the season. And he hasn't been put on the list. He's just sitting out and getting paid for it. On an individual level, good for him. But, nah, man, I'm not with that, Rob. I don't get it. I don't get what they're doing.
I don't
think
it's old school. I just think it's basic.
Right.
Like, you get paid to work, right? And to not work. We could sit here and your take is logical, and when we talk about it over and over, it's all logical. But there's something that we possibly can't know, because why would you take this route? There's nothing that's come down from the league yet. Not even a report or a leak, Chris, or right. a hint. Something's coming down on October 1st. If there was something like that, then I'd be like, okay, the other shoe's going to drop October 1st. That's why they don't want to get him acclimated, worked up with the team, because he's right. not going to be there, right? Would that make sense? But we yeah. haven't heard a hint of that from anybody or any reporting or anything. So on face value, it makes absolutely no sense. I got to believe there's got to be something, because why not either put him out there or force him to deny that he wants to play?
Right.
And then this way we can suspend, and he can be suspended from the team without pay for insubordination. And that would be doable, Chris, a part of the collective bargaining agreement. If you refuse to play, they don't have to pay you.
Absolutely. I totally agree, Rob. I totally agree. Yeah, I darn right. I bet he's willing to sit for $30 million next year. That's taking hits off his body. Because if he gets to come back, Rob, this year off, physically, I think will do him good. And if it's more than this year, that's going to do him more good. So, yeah, and he can collect that money. But I'm with you. It doesn't make any sense. And what the reports are is that, you know, the Texans want a mammoth haul for Deshaun Watson, which I get. I mean, tons of first-round picks and more. But teams are hesitant to give up that because what if you trade for Deshaun and 2 weeks later he's on the commissioner's exempt list? Now you don't have him at your quarterback, and you might not have him for the future, and you lost all those draft picks. The saving grace for any team that trades for Deshaun is that if he ends up in legal trouble and can't play football anymore, goes to jail, whatever it is, then that contract becomes void. So that's the saving grace. However, you don't get those draft picks back, right?
Right.
That you traded for. So that's why teams are hesitant.
A deal is done. A deal is done, right.
So what are the Texans doing? Like, nobody really is willing to trade for him yet at your asking price, and you're just letting him sit around and collect your $10 million. I'm sorry. It's bad business. And so they're actually kind of, in my view, justifying what Deshaun has said, that they're a poorly run organization. Because this doesn't make sense to me, Rob. And I don't care if it would upset Deshaun or upset other. I mean, you've upset us by saying you don't want to play for us.
Right.
So
I agree. I wouldn't care about his feelings at this point.
Right.
Because he upset the whole apple cart, the franchise, Chris. They signed him after they traded DeAndre Hopkins. You know what I mean? Like,
he knew Hopkins was gone then.
Yep. He knew. He could have said, I don't want to be here. You just traded away my best weapon. And he could have said, I want to play somewhere else. I'm going to exercise my free agent. We could have. That's all.
It's
the same people who made that trade, Chris, signed him a year later. That same year.
It's got some similarities, Rob, to the Ben Simmons situation. Now, thankfully, Simmons isn't in the type of legal trouble or potential trouble that Watson is in. But as far as having a long-term deal, signing it, it being lucrative, and then you decide you want out with all these years left on your deal. So that's where we are with Deshaun Watson. He will not be out there tonight. This game would be a lot different if he were, but still, it's interesting because Carolina could go to 3-0 for the first time since 2015 when they actually reached the Super Bowl. We'll get into this game a little deeper next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let me get on the mic before Rob starts singing. We are the Odd Couple, and we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And, Rob, I got to say this before we give a quick preview of tonight's NFL game. You know, you've put it out there. You've created this narrative that you're the most generous partner in the Odd Couple. Oh,
who said
Rob's getting everybody Christmas gifts. Rob's getting everybody birthday presents. Everybody in the building gets a gift from Rob. Well, guess what Rob G is wearing on his feet right now?
LeBron James.
That's right. Some dope, fashionable.
Wow.
LeBron James sneakers, purple and gold, white base, but purple and gold. They fly. What are the names of those, Rob G? Do you know?
I have no idea.
A lot of players were wearing them last year. A lot of players playing in them last year, but they look fresh.
Rob G, why don't you just
sing my praises a little bit, Rob G, while I got you.
Somebody sent them a small size. Is that what happened?
No.
No, they're legitimately not my size, but because I think Chris will say this, that they fit tighter than what the size is.
They run real tight.
Yeah, so they fit my small feet.
So, see, they were really for Chris. They don't fit. And so he sent them to you, which
wow.
is a nice gesture, and it doesn't matter, Rob G.
First of all, why are you shooting down what I did?
Because I already know, because Rob G, I just know how Chris operates. He wants credit. He wants credit for this. And if you would have told me, Rob G, that they were your size and they fit, then I would take it back. But I knew They weren't your size.
Hold on, do they fit?
I know how Chris operates.
They do fit.
It doesn't matter what
you're
they fit.
You're not putting paper in the toes. You're not putting paper in the toes. They fit.
Rob, this is something that you'll appreciate because I know you said that you like to mail things using a grocery bag.
Yes.
When these came in, they came in a Jordan brand shoebox wrapped with,
see?
I think, newspaper or something like that.
There you go.
What does
there
that mean?
That's Rob likes that kind of stuff. So that's all why
right.
you guys are
I
on
was
the same
say,
page.
Look, I could have, Rob, here, this is what shoots down your little theory. I could have taken them back and got my size, but I didn't. When I put them on, they were a struggle to get on, and they hurt when they were on.
Struggling.
The first thought in my mind was Rob G.
No, it wasn't. It was, who can I unload these on?
No, because you know this, Rob, you can take them back. I've never worn them. They are funky fresh to death.
He lost a receipt, Rob. Don't let him
They're
play
They're totally clean. You don't need
you had
a receipt.
No, you had no receipt, and that's
you
why.
You don't need a receipt.
And you didn't want to store credit, so you decided, let me like
Why wouldn't I
grease,
want to store credit?
Let me grease Rob
You know what I could have done with a store credit for, what, $150 at least? Is gotten another pair that cost $150 or two pairs.
Hey, Rob G and Alex, you guys are both on the mic, right?
Yes.
Alex, who bought you your first pair of Jordans ever?
That would be the capital T-H-E-E, Rob Parker.
Are you sure they were Jordans?
Rob G.
Who bought you
your first pair
Alex
of Jordans
Alex would know
ever?
The difference.
That would be Professor Rob Parker.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's it. I rest my case. Perry Mason beats Hamilton Burger again.
Hamilton Burger? There you go with another one of your B-52 references that nobody knows about.
That was from the 50s. He was the prosecutor.
Right.
I know.
1956. We don't know about that. We weren't born. Everybody wasn't in high school in 1956 like you. I mean, come on. All right, quickly, Rob. I don't know. I think the Panthers going to win tonight.
I like the Panthers. I know the -8 people are a little... But, Chris, that's the whole idea of the spread, is trying to get people to bet on both sides so that the house wins. I think that they win. I think that their defense is good. The Texans have hung in these games. But, Chris, they have a rookie quarterback now. I think
right.
that it'll be different. If Tyrod Taylor was there, I'd take Houston +8. Are you kidding me? It's a big
yeah.
difference, right?
I tell you what, and I know you're not here because you put shekels on it. I would love to see the Texans win tonight. And
no,
I've got nothing against Carolina.
Don't put that
Carolina.
Out there in the universe.
I got nothing
saying?
Against – David Culley deserves it. I'm putting it out there. David Culley has been wronged. He waits all these years, decades in fact, to get a job. He finally gets a job, and his star quarterback quits on him. Yes, David Culley deserves this win, Rob.
David Culley could lose by 10 tonight.
And he's an African-American coach, Rob.
Can he lose by 10? I'm good with that, David
Culley.
No,
I need him to win, not cover, win. Keep it locked.